Good morning, everyone. This week we're reading Parshas Tazria, a parsha that deals primarily with an in-depth, detailed description of various forms of the ailment called Tzara'as, the spiritual ailment called Tzara'as, of which we have a tremendous amount of detail about what is considered an affliction of Tzara'as, what qualifies as one of the various types of Tzara'as, not just in terms of being able to be found on a body or clothes or a house, but also different types, a se'es or a sapachas or a baheres, and these various distinctions that might exist between them, and how a Kohen would know that it was Tzara'as, and what a Kohen would do if it was, would instruct a person to do if it was Tzara'as, and how to become pure after having Tzara'as, and what if you're not sure if a person has Tzara'as. And all of these details are given, and a tremendous amount of ink is spilled, especially relative to other topics that are presented in the Torah. And yet, it seems to be that we certainly don't have any concept of practical applications of Tzara'as in today's day and age, but perhaps on a more fundamental and problematic level, the Torah, with all the ink that's spilled about what Tzara'as is and how it's determined to exist, there's no description given whatsoever in the Torah as to why a person develops Tzara'as. And so obviously with this tremendous cavity in the logic of the presentation of the story of the laws of Tzara'as, Chazal come in and both with Midrashim and in the framework of the Mishnah provide numerous answers as to why a person might get Tzara'as. The most famous of them is Lashon Hara, is speaking Lashon Hara, but there are all sorts of different sins that are listed as potential sins for why a person would contract Tzara'as. And Rabbi David Zvi Hoffman, he comes in the late 1800s as one of the successors of Rabbi Shimshon Raphael Hirsch in the German Orthodox Jewish community. And he sees all of this collection of Chazal's attempt to understand and explain the reasons behind Tzara'as, and he says, you know, perhaps there's a simple and a beautifully simple answer to this tremendous question that, despite all of Chazal's efforts, to some degree remains as a question mark. He explains that perhaps the reason why there's no reason for why a person would contract Tzara'as, what a person does wrong to incur this experience, perhaps the reason why there's no reason that's given in the Torah is that the nature of Tzara'as is that it's meant to be an internal reflection, that for different people, there are different reasons for contracting Tzara'as. One person might contract Tzara'as because they're speaking too much Lashon Hara. One person might contract Tzara'as because they're dishonest in business. One person might contract Tzara'as because they're not spending ample time with their family and raising their and imbuing them with a sense of Torah values. One person might contract Tzara'as for any number of different reasons. The point is not to provide the reasons. The reason why the Torah doesn't provide the source, the sin that perpetuates, that creates the Tzara'as, the affliction, is that the Tzara'as affliction is inherently meant to be an individual experience where the person looks inward at themselves, and part of the process is not to know that it came from a specific injunction, but rather for the individual to soul search, and that's part of the healing process of tsaras. And so to give these sins by which a person contracts tsaras would cut off, would limit that spiritually healing process of soul searching and thinking about, well, why is the tsaras here to begin with? And so it's entirely intentional that with all of the detail that's given as to what, as to the what of tsaras and the where of tsaras, there's no attention given to the why of tsaras. And perhaps this approach of Rav David Tzvi Hoffman eloquently responds to that clear absence of content in the Torah. Shabbat Shalom. Happy searching.